Thank you.
Thanks very much, Veronica. I think that's a really powerful way for us to end the session, because I think, and let me add to the controversy by saying, you know, I think you've sort of hit a real nugget, pun intended, there around actually governments taking informed decisions and having a whole of government approach. Now, I think I like this panel because we have on both extremes, we have Fari, who's representing the fiscal policy perspective, and we have Veronica, who is actually then having to deal with collection. And many times these two hands don't necessarily go hand in hand. And in addition, we have a lot of other elements. We're talking about incentives, and incentives sit many times. You may have laws and regulations, and then sometimes you may have, I think you alluded to it, contracts that give different terms and conditions. We also have the issues around, we heard this morning, trade policy, industrial policies. Incentives can sometimes sit outside of that and don't necessarily work lock and step. I think that there is a huge onus. Yes, we have a huge opportunity for resource-rich countries here, but it requires real hard work, and the onus is on government to be to take informed decisions when incentives are given. Because, and I love the terminology pit to port, but what it takes for success in a pit is very, very different from what it takes to get to port. And they may not necessarily exist in all countries. And I think that requires real stark evaluation and analysis. And I think that may also aid, as our colleague from Sierra Leone pointed out, when faced with balancing is not just even between upstream, downstream, between the mining versus the other elements within the country, but there are lots of other participants who have a stake here. So without a doubt, there will be money made in the mining industry. I think for the countries and the communities to benefit, it requires governments to really step up their game. For us to have informed decision-making to ensure that we're clear on what we're giving up, what the incentives are, and what we're getting in return. And these will differ country to country. So with that, I'll draw this session to a close, but please do reach out to the panelists. And I will turn to Ekpen to provide us with a little bit of further information on the reception and perhaps tomorrow's program as well. And thank you very much for staying with us, and also for doing the most one of the most important things, which is thanking my esteemed panelists. Thank you very much.